I'm here with Pearl Waves. How are you guys today?
Yeah, very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Like I said a minute ago, hanging a little bit, but I'll survive. So I'm really happy talking to you because you are Manchester through and through. I'm from Manchester.
Nice.
I go to university there, student radio station, everything like that.
So
starting in Manchester, did you ever imagine that you would get to this point? What was it, the dream? When did you guys start? Just give me kind of a bit of backlog, if that's cool.
Well, like, we both always knew from a young age that this is what we're going to do. Like, there's nothing else that I would ever do. So, like, when I met Kira, it was so refreshing because so many people are like, yeah, I might do it. Like, it's hard. So, like, but when I met Kira, she was like, no, this is what I'm going to do. So,
yeah, like, when we met each other, it kind of made sense. Like, we always knew we were going to...
Everything started just working.
So just one of those things that kind of it clicked almost.
Yeah.
Like you meet those people in life and you're kind of like, oh wow.
You are my sort of person.
Yeah, exactly. So you really started building a name for yourself in Manchester. Like you went a bit there and then you kind of went to like the rest of the country. And have you got any plans to kind of go international soon, or are you touring abroad, or have you? What's that been like?
Yeah, well, we're planning on going to America
and
Europe like this year. We're announcing tour dates like pretty soon, so that'll be a lot of fun. Like we love kind of just traveling around and seeing like different places. Like not like I would hate to be like just stay in one place, you know, like some people kind of just grow up and then just like stay there, which is fine for them, but like that would just drive me insane.
So where have you been so far that's really impressed you, or like an amazing place to play?
Paris was awesome, wasn't it?
That
Paris
must be gorgeous.
New York, that was
LA is cool. I like LA.
We went to Hollywood like at like 12
and
o'clock
this, like,
at night.
I'm not impressed by LA at all.
No. What's wrong about LA?
No, we went to Hollywood at like midnight after the show.
Hollywood Boulevard.
And that like, just scared me a bit because like It wasn't as pretty as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, really.
It was quite like, you know, everyone who seemed to have lost their minds were kind of just on that strip.
Oh, sounds a bit creepy.
But there's like a collection of photos I realised of you that you're like, well, you look really sad, but we're in LA. That's what she's like.
Well, I'm not actually that sad.
No, but you...
Well, so that day, my head was gone a bit.
Oh, we all have days like that. I mean, you've got to allow for them, haven't you? I mean, it's just not every day that I could say that. Oh, I'm just feeling a little bit down, but I'm Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah,
true.
It's awesome. I was looking at Spotify, and I was really gutted to see that you only have, like, two songs up there, so...
Yeah, we don't have a lot.
At least it's two and not one,
exactly.
Like, it has been for the past few months.
So, when are you going to be releasing an EP or an album, or what's the plan?
Well, we don't have a set date for anything yet, but we're going to record some more tracks, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
In a few days, so hopefully really soon, because I want more music out there.
I mean, it's like, I love the songs that went straight into my August playlist.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely adore it, and also back in my student radio station, you're in our A-list at the moment.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wanted to ask you, who are your influences? I know this is a bit of a generic question, but you speak to bands quite a bit, and they sound kind of samey, and you guys just sound really individual. Was that something that you went out your way to become, or was it something that happened naturally?
I think it's because we're quite observant, for me, my ears are always open, even if I don't like that sort of music. I feel like you can take anything away from something. Or you can like be on the tube and you can hear like someone say something, and that could be
totally.
And they would pick that up as a lyric. Like it's just, you've got to have your ears open at all.
We don't just kind of
experiencing life a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't just kind of sit down, listen to some tracks, and then go and write. Like we're always kind of listening, and like just even like watching a film.
Yeah.
That can just spark something.
Looking for those kind of deeper meanings.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's a song you don't like, the way it's structured can be really, like, influential.
Again, it's like, when I listen to your music, it just seems... I don't want to sound like I'm slating anyone, but, like, your music has deeper meaning. Like, lyrics mean something, it makes you think stuff, or, like, tell
stories.
That's
really good, That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Because we're not just trying to be, like, a see-through.
We're not afraid.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy and I will pour my heart out in a song.
We want substance, and not just, like, you...